This is Artist Stories, featuring the stories of artists and arts organizations in our region. Artist Stories is a project of the Arts Foundation for Tucson and Southern Arizona, which is partially funded by the City of Tucson and Pima County. I'm your host, Ava Romero. Today, I'm with James Schaub, curator of exhibitions at Tohono O'Toole. Welcome, James.
Thank you, Eva. Happy to be here.
James, it's that season again. Halloween / Day of the Dead / All Souls season, right? These are all separate events, but they definitely come into dialogue here in the Old Pueblo. Can we start by talking about Tohono O'Toole's current Dia de los Muertos exhibit?
The Dia de los Muertos exhibition actually started in 2000. Then curators Vicky Donkers, Lee and Peggy Hazard put the first one together, and it was a huge success, brought a lot of notoriety to the park and to the tradition of Dia de los Muertos. It traveled all over the state for a few years as part of the Arizona Commission on the Arts traveling exhibitions program. And they did another one in 2001. And then every year since, every other year since, we've been doing it. And the program is really dynamic in the sense that with each exhibition, we select an artist from the community to create an ofrenda, an altar of remembrance, situated in the gallery from which all the art just kind of goes off in spokes. And this year we have a really wonderful ofrenda. It's the largest and it's the most colorful ever. And it's by Antonio Estrada and his wife Gloria Valenzuela. So they've created something really spectacular and it's dedicated to their family. So they've also invited visitors to the park to bring objects of remembrance and offerings for their loved ones, as well as leaving written messages to people that have gone. It'll be running through November 6th. It actually starts in August, on late August, and we do that because Dia de los Muertos is on November 2nd, and it's a lot of work to put together an exhibition that of that magnitude. So there's 43 artists in the exhibition, including Antonio and Gloria, and just a wide swath of expression.
I was able to see the exhibit, and I think one of my favorite pieces is the giant skull made from hangers. Mm-hmm. Am I right? It's made out of hangers?
Yeah. So that is a piece made by David Oddix. And David is an artist who's been working in town since the late 80s. And I like to think David is a guy you could just give anything to and he'd create something pretty wonderful. And one of my favorite pieces is an artist named Stu Jenks. And Stu's a photographer who a few years ago started a project called Pamela's Baby Rocking Chair. And Pamela was his sister. She died a few years ago. And she lived her whole adult life as kind of a shut-in. She dealt with some mental illness and other issues. And Stu got to know her pretty well, pretty much estranged his whole adult life from her. And then he got to know her really well the last, say, few months of her life. And so he, when she died, he took her baby rocking chair that she had in the family home and that she still had. And so he threw it in his car and started driving back to Tucson from North Carolina. And he stopped at various places along the way and brought the chair out and photographed it and liked to think that she was with him and brought her to places that she had never been before. And so during the last exhibition, he did a big installation of that project and it was so emotional. People were leaving messages to their loved ones on it. It was kind of an altar of sorts.
This has been Artist Stories with Ava Romero, featuring the stories of artists and arts organizations in our region. To listen to the full-length podcast, visit kxci.org. Artist Stories is a project of the Arts Foundation for Tucson and Southern Arizona, which is partially funded by the City of Tucson and Pima County. Support for KXCI and Artist Stories is provided by UA Presents, hosting the Master of Gypsy Flamenco, Farruquito, on November 13th at Centennial Hall. Heir to the most renowned Gypsy Flamenco dynasty in Spain, Farruquito makes his Tucson premiere along with a live band. More information at uapresents.org.